FMAIMEMU
Main Menu
Main Menu
Main Menu
Main Menu
Main Menu
Hello everyone, this is Jeff Bishop and welcome to ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This is Main Menu. This week on Main Menu...
The manual in Street Talk from Freedom Scientific is a bit confusing here. So right now I'm at a point, according to the steps in the manual, should I start Street Talk now and finish activation or not? It also says in the manual that in order for Street Talk to run, there must be at least one map.
This week on Main Menu, we begin a two-part series with Darrow Shandro as we talk about the PacMate with Street Talk Destinator from Freedom Scientific. Freedom Scientific has recently released Street Talk Destinator, and Darrow takes us through the process of getting everything configured to be able to use it. This is coming up this week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.
Hello everyone, I'm Darrow Shandro. I'm going to walk you through a real live installation of the Destinator Street Talk combination on my PacMate QX420. Now, I've done some preparation as this installation is quite complex. There are a total of 110 possible steps. I actually went through the manual and counted them up. 110 maximum possible steps, most of which we will need. There are two license codes. One, a printed code in the Destinator package, which I had a coworker, sighted coworker, read to me. Another one in Braille in the Freedom Scientific Street Talk package. And those generate two authorization codes. One I've already generated for Street Talk through the pmactivate.com website. The other is a Destinator registration code, which will be generated during the registration process for Destinator. And finally, the fifth code is a bonding code between the PacMate's Bluetooth card and the GPS receiver. And that is just 0000. That's easy enough. Okay, so what do I have here? I have, on the hardware side, I have a PacMate QX420 accessible PDA manufactured by Freedom Scientific. It's running the latest available version 3.0 firmware, build 290. I have a socket communications Bluetooth connection kit compact flash card installed in the PacMate to provide Bluetooth connectivity. And I have a newly acquired GlobalSat BT Bravo Tango 338, BT338 GPS receiver in my hand right now. My PC is a Dell Dimension 8200. It's a 2.8 gigahertz PC. It's almost a couple of years old now. It is running JAWS 6.2. So we'll be able to skip the steps necessary for installing the scripts, the Destinator console scripts on older versions of JAWS. I have Destinator 3.0, manufactured by Homeland Security Technologies Corporation. That is a mainstream GPS product for a pocket PC. And I have Street Talk, provided by Freedom Scientific. So with no further ado, let's get started. I actually have the manual for the Street Talk. We have the web-based version of the manual from Freedom Scientific's PacMate headquarters website. I could have used the one off of the CD-ROM, but I've not inserted that yet. So we'll just use the copy off the internet. Okay, well, I already use Bluetooth with my cell phone to connect to the internet, and there is a previous tutorial available on main menu. So I've installed the Bluetooth card already. So the first 16 steps in the Street Talk manual cover the basics, a quick rundown on how to correctly install the Bluetooth, the socket Bluetooth card, if you have not done that. I would recommend going through those steps. We're not going to repeat those here, as I already have it up and running. So we're going to start with step 17.
Appears in the task tray, which can be displayed by pressing. JAWS key plus F11 left baron F5 chord right baron from the display screen. 18. Open the task tray, press enter on the Bluetooth icon.
Okay, I guess step 16 is the one that we want to start with, which I will not worry about reading, except to say it says to turn on the GPS receiver. I am now pressing the button on the front of the GlobalSat BT338. Keeping in mind, if you've been listening or reading the mailing list, that this receiver does not give you a good, well, it doesn't give you any non-visual indication that it is on or off. You would have to, if you're totally blind, know this by observing that there are no satellites tracked, or that the Bluetooth connection has been severed with the receiver. So, word of warning there. I'm not sure. I have a small amount of vision, very small, enough that I can actually see the LED on the front of the receiver when it is on. However, I'm not sure at this point that I could recommend the BT338 for a totally blind person. I have seen some notes on the Street Talk mailing list of people who are who become quite confused about the status of their GPS receiver. And I know Freedom Scientific, as I understand it, recommends this unit, and I think actually in the manual it may mention the unit specifically, and it's a very good receiver, but it may not be for everyone. There are other receivers. I don't know anything about them yet, and I've already got this one, and it works for me. So, sadly, I don't think I'm going to be investing in a second GPS receiver at this point, but watch the Street Talk list. You can get on the Street Talk list by visiting PacMate Gear, PacMateGear.com. So, I'm going to follow the directions and turn on the receiver. Hold the button down for about 2 seconds or so to get the receiver turned on. And it's got a green LED. It flashes blue occasionally. I'm not sure. That's an LED above the... is that green? That's green or some kind of orange color. Anyway, there's a blue one that's flashing too. Yellow. I guess that's yellow. Goodness gracious. That's kind of scary. Sometimes I have trouble with my colors. Oh well. Okay, so it's on now. And we're going to turn on the PacMate. I'm going to do that right now.
Battery 100%.
And of course, the battery is 100%. I wanted to make sure this is fully charged. So I turned it on last night. I'm going to turn the speech rate down.
Slower. Battery 100%.
And you can hear it saying battery 100%.
Charles Key plus at 11 left paranoid pop appears in the text grade, which can be displayed by 7. Perform this process indoors. 17. After the PacMate recognizes the card, the Guzman icon appears in the text grade, which can be displayed by pressing. Charles Key plus at 11 left paranoid 5-4 right paranoid from the base screen.
Okay, and as we read the steps, the keystrokes for the PacMate QX series are indicated first, and then keystrokes for the BX series. Read the manual on the BX. I'm not going to really discuss it much, as I have a QX. So, insert F11 on the PacMate. We are told that Bluetooth is transmitting.
Open the text grid. Press enter on the Bluetooth icon. 19. If you were, quote, Bluetooth not transmitting, quote, press enter,
Okay, we did not hear it not transmitting. It is transmitting.
Green appears. Reopen the text grid and select the Bluetooth icon again. 20. Press the down arrow until you hear, quote, advanced features, quote.
So we're doing that right now. Down arrow. Hello. Oh, we got to press enter on Bluetooth first.
Transmitter off. Get connected. Advanced features.
Okay, so advanced features.
And press enter. 21. Press the down arrow once to move the Bluetooth devices.
I'm going to turn this...
Settings, louder.
Okay, I just turned made it louder. So let's go back in, insert F11. Pressing enter on Bluetooth. We're down arrowing to advanced features and pressing enter. And then I'm pressing down arrow to get to Bluetooth devices, and I'm pressing enter.
Leaving menus, Bluetooth devices, list new, Nokia 3650, 1-1.
Virtual 21. Press the down arrow once to move the Bluetooth devices. And press enter. 22. Activate your GPS receiver and place it within 10 meters of your PacMate.
So I've activated the GPS receiver. Let me just turn it off. And back on. Make sure it's running. Okay, it's running.
Press Alt, left paranoid to right paranoid to open the menu bar and select tools.
So we're going to press Alt on the PacMate and select tools.
Discovery.
24. Select device discovery. Follow the prompts to allow discovery.
And I'm pressing enter on device discovery now.
Leaving menus. Bluetooth dialog. Welcome to the Bluetooth device discovery wizard. This wizard finds nearby Bluetooth devices and guides you through adding them to the Bluetooth devices folder. To continue, make sure the new devices you want to find are a discoverable mode. Next greater button.
Okay, so we're just told that we're going to discover nearby devices. Make sure they're in discoverable mode. Well, the GPS receiver must be, because it's there's no way to adjust it. So let's press the enter on next.
Enter. The wizard is ready to search for Bluetooth devices in your immediate area. Choose the type of devices you want to detect. Any Bluetooth device radio button checked. 1-4.
Choose the type of device we want to detect. Any Bluetooth device, I believe.
GPS receiver. 25. Upon discovery of your receiver.
Okay, yeah. So the next step, the steps in the manual don't get specific with this, so we'll select any device.
Searching for Bluetooth devices.
And we're searching. Searching. Now, it may be possible that the battery is low in this receiver, and I may need to charge it because this is a new receiver. So we have a GPS dash... or a BT-GPS-30854-3, unclassified. We're going to press spacebar to check that.
BT-GPS-30854-3,
And that's the only device. Tabbing over to next and pressing enter.
Getting service information for invoke successfully added one new device to your Bluetooth devices folder. Tap the finish button to exit the wizard. Congratulations. Finish button tab. Help button tab. Finish button enter. List view.
So then we just were told that the device was added. And hit the finish button.
From your GPS receiver, 25. Upon discovery of your receiver, press the space bar to check. If after this, press enter. 26.
Good. Okay. So the step 25 in the manual does mention the checking of the box next to the GPS receiver.
The Bluetooth device screen opens. Your GPS receiver appears in the dialog. 27. Open the menus and select device.
Okay. So open the menus and select device. So we're going to press Alt.
Menu active device.
And enter on device.
On.
28. Select prompt and follow the prompt. The dialog opens asking you. Then enter the prompt and code for your GPS receiver. Depending on.
So now we're going to hit enter on bond.
Leaving menus. Device bonding dialog. Welcome to the Bluetooth device bonding wizard. This wizard helps you bond Bluetooth devices. Bonding is a one-time process that lets you automatically create secure connections between your pocket PC and the remote device. Next, greater button.
And we'll press enter on the next button.
Enter. The wizard is ready to attempt bonding with the following remote Bluetooth device : BT-GPS-300-8543. Please make sure the remote device has Bluetooth enabled and that the device is in bondable mode. Tap next to continue. Next,
okay, so make sure the device is on. It is. So we'll press enter on next.
Enter. Looking for BT-GPS-300-8543. Device bonding dialog.
And we're being asked for the passcode, which is
0000. Tap reply button. Enter.
Pressing 0000 and hitting reply.
Device colon BT-GPS-300-8543. Tap the finish button to exit the wizard.
And we'll hit the finish button.
Enter. List view.
What we just did there was to enter the receiver's passkey, which is essentially a password for security purposes. All GlobalSat BT338 devices use 0000 as their passkey. Not very secure, I suppose, but at least keeps honest people honest, I suppose. I guess it's maybe slightly better than no bonding code at all. But anyhow, if you have one of these receivers, don't worry about having a sighted person read that to you. The bonding code is 0000, and you're all set there. So I entered that, and I just pressed tab and hit reply. There's a button that's labeled reply. And then after that, it said finish, and so I pressed enter on finish.
The model of receiver you have, this may be displayed, but if it is not, it shall be available in the documentation for the device. 29. When the bonding process completes, a prompt appears asking you to select reply left parent if the process failed right parent or to select the finish button. When you select finish, the Bluetooth device's window appears.
And then step 29, I guess, wraps appears that 30. Up.
Open the menu bar and select tools again.
Open the menu bar with Alt and select tools again. Down arrow to tools and press enter.
31. Select my favorites and press enter.
And now we'll select my favorites.
My favorites .. Leaving menus. My favorite phone : combo box. Nokia 3650
1-1. 32. Press Control plus Tab left parent .5-64 right parent until you reach the com port page.
And press Control Tab until you reach the com port page.
Control Tab. Don't use a favorite dash prompt me with a list of suitable devices instead. Radio button checked. 2-2. Title equals Bluetooth devices, pages, LAN access.
Okay, so I just used Insert T to determine that I'm on the LAN access page now, so I press Control Tab again.
Computer page, my favorites, the favorite desktop selection is automatically
and now,
used as a
now we're on the computer page, so I'm press Control Tab again.
Com port page, my favorites, don't use a favorite dash prompt me with a list of suitable devices instead. Radio button checked.
And so now we are on the COM port page.
The set of radio buttons, select quote, use the favorite selected.
And then we're going to use insert T to verify that first.
Title equals Portsmouth Devices Pages Com Port.
And good. So now, right now we're on the don't select a favorite, or don't use a favorite, which we don't want. We're going to down arrow. Maybe up arrow, actually. Use the favorite selected above.
Above, quote, 34. Press shift plus add left parent dots 1-2 chord right parent to move to the list of devices assigned to COM ports and use the arrow keys to select your GPS receiver.
So we're going to press shift tab now.
My favorite COM port device, colon, combo box, Nokia 3650, 102. ET-GPS-308543.
So we changed that. The original favorite was Nokia 3650, and I've changed that to the BT-GPS-308543 device.
35. Press enter to close the My Favorites dialog.
And we'll press enter now to close the My Favorites window.
Enter. List view. BT-GPS-308543. 102.
And that process is done.
36. Press escape left parent at 1 right parent to close the Bluetooth devices dialog and save.
Okay, so I've pressed escape.
Today, go tasks.
And the PacMate is back on the today screen.
New settings. Installing Destinator console on your computer.
Okay, so now we're up to installing the Destinator console.
1. Insert the Destinator disk 1 into your computer CD as your ROM drive.
Now, here is the one of the glories of being a blind person installing things. I have two CD-ROMs in the Destinator box, and I need to find disk 1. So the drive is open. Let's put disk 1 in and push the button on the drive, and hopefully this is the correct disk. We'll find out in short order here. Negatory. Right away it says Destinator CD2. So it's time to press Alt+F4. We'll reinsert that disk into the box. Turn it over and get the other one out. There we go. There are two CDs in this box, probably due to the maps. And there's also a printed manual, of course.
Destinator console installation.
Destinator console.
Alright,
well, we probably know how to do this, but we're going to review the manual real quick. Okay, so we'll select, we're all tabbing back to the installation routine. US English, tabbing over to OK and pressing Enter.
Destinator console dialog, next greater button. HTTP 3, read the welcome message and select next.
Read the welcome message. Well, I think I'll just press next.
Next greater button. HTTP://4. We recommend that you use the default directory on your PC. HTTP://. And select next. Choose browser following.
So I'll use the default directory, so I'm just going to press next.
Next greater button.
By the way, these dialog boxes, though accessible, are not reading automatically. Some do and some do not. This one does not, but it works fine.
HTTP://. Choose from instructions and select next. Choose browser following your attached instructions if you wish to install to a different directory. 5. Select the default language and choose next. 6. Select next when the installation. 5.
So select the default language. We're going to check
left back button. Cancel button. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay, good. So next.
Enter. Destinator console installation dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay, so we've allowed the GPS receiver to turn off. It turns off automatically after 10 minutes of inactivity. That's fine. That's a battery-saving feature of the receiver. So we can hear the CD-ROM drive doing something.
Easy, finish,
all right, so I have a finish button here.
Enter. Destinator console installation. http://www.freedomscientific.com/fs_support/3talk/docs/3talk_manual.txt-. Virtual 5. Select the 6. Select next when the installation confirmation window appears. 7. A status window indicates the progress of the installation.
Okay.
8. Choose finish to close the installer program.
We've already done this.
Installing JavaScript support for console. Installing JavaScript support for Destinator.
Okay, so now the next section of the manual is installing the scripts.
Application more accessible. When using JAWS 6.10, a set of script product work with assist with...
We don't need this.
2, 3, 4, 5.
We're going to skip over it. We have 6.2 on this system.
6.
JAWS 6.2.
1. Please refer to the Destinator installation CD number 145. Manifest.txt to determine the version of Destinator that you have. 2. If you do not have version 3.0.75, contact...
Okay, we're supposed to check manifest.txt on the CD-ROM drive to make sure that for disk 1 of Destinator. And we need to make sure that we have version...
Manifest.txt. If you do not have manifest.txt,
let's see.
If you do not have version 3.0.75.
To make sure it's 3.0.75. So we're going to do that. Just going to press the Windows key plus the letter R for run. I'm going to type D colon and press Enter. And I found manifest.txt and I'll press Enter.
Manifest.txt. Software version equals 3.0.75.
Excellent.
Build number equals 3.0.75.
We have it. We have 3.0.75. So we do Alt+F4 out of that. And we're going to close the little Windows Explorer window for the CD.
Alt+F4.
We're back to the manual.
Update to this version.
So fortunately, I don't have to contact Homeland Security Technology Corporation. I have it.
3. Once you have version 3.0.75, continue with these instructions.
All right, so we have it, so we're continuing.
4. Launch the Destinator console from the start menu on your computer. Start Creator Programs, Creator Destinator Apps, Creator Destinator.
Launch the Destinator console. So we're going to push Start button, Programs.
Accessory submenu, detail, accessory sub, detail, application, detail, modem, dash, digital lines, detail, through mobile, speed, Destinator Apps, submenu,
Destinator Apps, pressing Enter on that.
Destinator console, B.
And Enter on Destinator console.
Enter leaving menus. To activate quest space bar, Destinator console, standard max colon, not selected, USA1-231.0MD, button 1 of 9.
Okay, we have some we have a window with some buttons here, apparently. Do an insert queue real quick to make sure there really are JavaScript.
Destinator console settings are loaded. The application currently being used is install.xinstall.exe.
Okay, yeah, there are scripts. Excellent.
HTTP.
Alt+Tab back to the manual.
5. Press Alt+F and select install software to install the Destinator. Navigation system for your Mac. 6. When the MCAT user...
So I just disconnected my multimedia card reader from my computer, and I'm plugging in the PacMate. Active Sync is running.
The USB cable dialog today connected to USB cable today. No tasks.
Google device connected.
Okay, so I hear a ding on my PacMate and a ding on my PC, and a voice saying mobile device connected. Pretty good indication. Pretty good indication that I'm probably connected.
Alright.
So, Alt+Tabbing back to the Destinator console. As advised in the manual, here comes an Alt+F. And then an press of Enter on the install software option.
Enter leaving menus to activate press space bar. Destinator console dialog. No colon communication with your PDA may take several minutes. Make sure your PDA is securely seated in the cradle and sync with your computer. OK button.
Well, we don't have a cradle, but yes, it is securely connected to the USB cable and to the PC. Pressing Enter.
Enter. Use your read keys to read the text. Install Destinator 3.0.7581 software dialog. Please read the following license agreement carefully. Press the quote page down quote key to see the rest of HTTP colon sub HTTP navigation system for your PacMate. 6. When the MCAT user license agreement left there and your right there appears, please read it carefully under the agree. Select yes, I accept. 7. In the next dialog, select it.
Okay, like all good software installers and system administrators, we're going to accept the license agreement right now.
And installing this no button to activate yes, I agree. Button to activate.
And we're going to press Enter on yes, I agree.
Enter. To activate, press space bar. Destinator console dialog. Check languages that you would like to install. Cancel button. OK button, Francis button to activate, press Espanol button to activate, which button to activate, Signano button to activate, HTTP colon 7.
Oh, we have a language selection here.
Install the Destinator console if you want to. Install on your PacMate. 8. A status window indicates the preference. You chose and installed 7. In the next dialog, select any language in addition to the default. You chosen and installing Destinator Console if you want to.
Oh, select any language in addition to the default. So we don't want to. We'll just shift tab back over to OK and press Enter.
Install Destinator 3.0.7581 software. Dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar 10%.
So now we...
100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%.
Okay, JAWS keeps reading 100%.
100%. 100. Cancel button 100%. Root JAWS copy and file exit.log to mobile cancel.
So apparently...
Copy and folder all to mobile device. What? Graphic 500. Graphic 500.
There is...
Graphic 5. Graphic 5. Not select land. PC yes button.
JAWS is having difficulties reading percentages. Let's do an insert B to read this dialog box. There's a yes button sitting here.
Install Destinator 3.0.7581 software. Dialog. Graphic 595. Graphic 595 quote program installation successful. Now select a map to install and remember to register to activate your copy of Destinator 3. Left parent warning. Destinator did not operate unless a map is installed and activated. Right parent. Click less yes greater to register online. Click less no greater to continue map installation. Yes no. Yes button. PC yes button.
Okay, so let's see what the manual says to do, because there are several ways to register.
Install on your pack date. 8. A status window indicates the progress of each 9. A program installation successful message appears when the installation completes. Select no and reminded to register and prompted to install one or more apps. You have an opportunity to do both later.
Okay, so it says press no, so we're going to do that.
Install Destinator. PC yes no. Yes no button to activate. Press spacebar.
So I tabbed over to no and press enter. We're not going to register right now, apparently.
Enter. Max colon. Not selected. USA 1-231.
And my pack mate just said something. It just reminded me it's on the today window, so something's going on. Okay, so I'm advised to warm reset the pack mate. Doing that right now? Pressing a Control Alt Delete together. Just like the old three finger salute that we do on the PC. So now my mobile device is disconnected. And then I hear a ding. And I'm reconnected.
JAWS for Pocket PC is ready. Version
3.0. And I'm back to the typical firmware version announcement on the PackMate. So I'm going to turn it back up. Alright, so I did insert S, up arrow a bunch of times, and then just press the function key by itself. That tends to be the best way to get out of the settings options in the PackMate.
Virtual 10. Warm reset your PackMate. 11. Run the program Destinator Update underline the build 97.exe. Folder Destinator underline update on your screen talk installation CD.
Okay, so now I need to take out my Destinator CD1. I'll set that over here. And I'm told to get out my Street Talk CD and run a specific file on there. So essentially that is the reason we are told not to register yet. Apparently Street Talk is going to update Destinator. So I'm going to insert this CD, and before I push the button to close the drive, I'm actually going to hold the shift key down. Because I'm sure later on we're going to install Street Talk, and then it would want to take advantage of the
filter keys dialog. Holding down the right shift key for 8 seconds turns on filter keys. Filter keys causes Windows to ignore brief or repeated keystrokes and slows down the keyboard repeat rate. To keep filter keys on, click OK. To cancel filter keys, click cancel. To deactivate the key combination for filter keys, click settings. OK button to activate. Press space R. Cancel button to activate. Space.
I didn't want that filter key, so I tabbed over to cancel and hit enter. I held the right shift key down while I inserted that disk, and apparently I have the additional accessibility features of Windows turned on. So anyway, okay. So I'm doing a Windows key plus R. Let's go to the run dialog. D colon enter, and I'm going to Alt tab back to the manual and see which file it tells me to run.
Destinator update to build
97.exe. So I'm alt-tabbing back to the Explorer window with the CD. I'm going to hit D. That's not it. D again. Destinator underscore update. No, that's not it. Okay, so the manual is not exactly accurate.
HTTP:// HTTP:// Run the program destinator update underline to build 97.exe. Folder destinator underline update on your street talk installation CD.
Yes, it is. I'm the one that's not accurate. I need to go into this destinator update folder.
Destinator underline update 1-5. Enter folder view list view. Not selected destinator update underline to build 97.1-1.
Teaches me to follow the directions, right?
Space destinator update underline to build 97.1.
There it is. Destinator update to build 97. I press space bar and it's selected. Now I'm going to run it by pressing enter.
Enter. Destinator update dialog. Next creator button to activate. Press space bar. Alt+N.
Okay.
Destinator underline update. Destinator run. HTTP:// This update installs changes to destinator that are required for proper operation of street talk.
Okay, so this installs updates to destinator, just as I had mentioned before.
When asked whether to replace existing files, select the yes to all button.
Okay, so if we're asked to replace existing files, we want yes to all.
13. When installation of the update completes, warm reset. Your pack made.
And I'm going to need a warm reset when it completes. So let's Alt+Tab back over to the installation window for this update.
Destinator underline update. Destinator update. Destinator update dialog. Next creator button to activate.
And we'll press enter on next.
Enter. Please read the following license agreement carefully. Read only edit user. I accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button not checked. 1 of 2.
And we're going to tab over to I accept. Press the space bar. Read the current line.
The terms of the license agreement. Radio button check 1 of 2.
And it is checked. So tab over to
list back button. Finish button to access. Finish. Enter. https://www.freedomscientific.com/fs/free-talk/free-talk-manual.txt-add/remove-programs. Retrieving device data dialog. Retrieving application data from the mobile device. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Retrieving device data dialog. Retrieving application data from the mobile device. Installing applications dialog. Install core destinator apps. Destinator core using the default application. Install directory. Yes button to activate. Press space bar.
And yes, we want to install using the default directory, so pressing enter on yes.
Enter. 3%. Add/remove-programs. Installing applications dialog. Installing destinator apps. Destinator .. The navigate use tab. 45%.
Okay, it's receiving, JAWS is receiving correct information on this dialog. It's reading percentages.
98%, 100%. Installing applications dialog. Installing destinator apps, destinator .. Application downloading complete dialog. Please check your mobile device screen to see if additional steps are necessary to complete this installation. Okay, button.
And we'll press enter on this screen. It's just telling us to check the device screen, so to speak, to make sure that everything is okay.
HTTP://
Okay, so we have a destinator dialog. But
title equals destinator.
Even though destinator is running right now, we are told by Freedom Scientific to do another warm reset on the PacMate. Control Alt Delete will accomplish that right now.
Disconnected.
Here we go again with the disconnection and the reconnection of ActiveSync. And I'm told that JAWS is ready on the Pocket PC. Yes. And I just turned the speech break back up. So.
13. Your Mac installing Street Talk.
So installing Street Talk.
Before you install Street Talk, make certain that your Mac : Start PacMate Release 3.0. Start the destinator license key from the destinator package. Start the confirmation code from your Street Talk access certificate. Start the Street Talk authorization code. To install Street Talk, do the following :
So here are the instructions for installing Street Talk. Now, it just reminds us we need PacMate firmware 3.0, and we need those codes that I mentioned in the beginning.
Destinator underline if you purchased your copy of Street Talk online from Freedom. Scientific electronic software distribution left there yet. Street Talk underline setup.x file that you would folder on the Z drive image and the document mentioned is make 1. If you do not have release 3.0 PacMate QX, go to HT obtain it. 2. If you do not already have your name entered in your PacMate. Under information fields, go to the start map, choose under information, enter the use that Street Talk is under Freedom Scientific, that you enter your name, including number 3.
Okay, so step 2 in this process is critical. Make sure you have a name specified in the owner information on your PacMate. If you don't, you can press the start button on the PacMate and then go into settings, down arrow to owner and press enter. Fill out your name. First name and last name with capital letters for the first character of each word, and you're all set. That name is used for registration purposes for a lot of the software on your PacMate, so it's very important.
Including 3, go to http://www.pmactivate.com on the internet.
Now, we're told to go to pmactivate.com. I've already done this, but I'm going to go through it real quick. pmactivate.com.
4, choose Street Talk.
And choose Street Talk, which I've done.
5, enter the confirmation code that appears in Braille on your Street Talk Boxer certificate.
Enter the confirmation code that appears in Braille on your Street Talk box or certificate. I received a piece of paper with mine from Freedom Scientific, and the Braille card says Street Talk Activation, number one, point browser to www.pmactivate.com, and follow link for activation. Type following number in confirmation code edit box. I won't repeat that. Follow instructions, then choose submit to receive authorization code. And it says start Street Talk and enter the auth code to activate. So essentially what you get is you get the code on the web page, and also you get the code in an email message that you can save for safekeeping. So not too hard. The code is case sensitive, which means uppercase and lowercase letters are definitely different, and you want to make sure you keep track of that when you're entering these codes. Okay, so we can establish a standard or guest active sync. We've done that.
9. Place the Street Talk CD into the CD National Archive on your computer.
Street Talk is already in there from the previous update step, so we're okay.
Or open the Street Talk CD in its folder on your computer. 10. Open Windows Explorer Locator. Street Talk C setup under my 1.0.xx.x file on the CD and press enter.
Okay, so now we're going to run the setup file. So we're still in the destinate underscore update folder from before, so we're going to press backspace here to go back to the root of the CD.
Folder view is new. Not selected destinate or underline.
I'm going to press S.
Street Talk C setup underline 1.0.55.x.
There's Street Talk C setup 1.0.0.55.exe. Pressing enter now.
Street Talk dialog. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Hold in.
And
cancel button. Next greater button.
Now we're going to just press next here.
Please read the following license agreement carefully. I accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button not checked.
Tabbing over to I accept, space bar, and then tabbing over to next, or actually to finish, and then pressing enter.
Street Talk underline CD left there, D colon right there. Former view is new. Street Talk C setup underline 1.0.55.x505. Remove the items using the arrow keys. Add slash remove programs. Retrieving device data dialog. Retrieving application data from the mobile device. .. Cancel button to activate.
And
retrieving application data from the mobile device. .. Installing applications dialog. Install Core Freedom Scientific Street Talk Core using the default application install directory. Yes button to activate. Press space bar.
Yes, we want to use the default application install directory, so we're press enter on next.
8%.
And here we go again.
Installing applications dialog. Installing Freedom Scientific Street Talk. .. To navigate news pack. 100%. Installing applications dialog. Installing Freedom Scientific Street Talk. .. Application download incomplete dialog. Please check your mobile device screen to see if additional steps are necessary to complete this installation. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
We are asked this time to replace existing files, and the manual tells us to tab over to yes to all. When I've done that and the PacMate, and I'm pressing enter. Now it's probably hard for you to hear the PacMate right now, since I have it connected to the active sync, it is sitting on my lap. So I'm going to press enter on yes to all on the PacMate.
Enter. Copying files. /windows/desktop.dll. Register destinator dialog. Please navigate to http://activate.destinator1.com to retrieve your activation code. OK button.
Okay, so it says go to destinator 1. It says go to activate.destinator1.com. I'm going to insert B on the PacMate.
Register destinator dialog. Please navigate to http://activate.destinator1.com to retrieve your activation
okay.
code.
So we're going to press enter on OK on the PacMate.
Register destinator dialog. License key device ID activation code. Device ID edit 0272117 4D316.
Okay, so we have a device ID here, and we have three fields in this dialog. Let's go back to the manual, and we're looking at the PacMate right now, except that we're reading the manual on the PC.
Well, follow the prompts, be sure to accept the license agreement, and all of the defaults, both after in the installation process. There may be prompts on both your computer and your PacMate. 13. When Street Talk installation completes, a prompt appears on. Your PacMate asking you to enter your destinator registration. Information. Use your computer to navigate to. http://activate.destinator1.com and enter the device ID shown in. The Street Talk dialog on your PacMate and the destinator license. Key. The software generates a unique destinator activation key and displays it on your computer. Be sure to enter this alphanumeric key carefully and store it in a secure place. 14. Return to your PacMate.
Okay, so we're going to do that now. We're going to open up a new web browser here, so I'm going to open Internet Explorer.
9%. New browser window. On internet, virtual PC, msn.com, and follow open dialog.
And I'm going to go to activate. Oops. Activate.destinator1.com. Okay, so the manual is not specific enough on this. On the Destinator, activate.destinator1.com site, you need to go to first time user, activate your product here. So I'm going to do that by pressing enter.
And
I'm going to use insert in the numbers, number two on the numbers row. Turn off keyboard echo so that you don't have to hear some of my information as I enter it.
So.
And I'm just entering right now. Now, the edit boxes in this form that you get do not speak automatically, so you have to you go in and out of forms mode. Just entering my vital details. I'm going to press enter on next. Okay, so license key. Now, this is the one that I had a coworker read to me. And I will paste it in.
Left bracket, next right bracket, visitor link.
And I'm going to click next.
Map ring. Main, device ID. Map bracket, the top, device ID edit. Select your device type combo box. Ace, device ID edit.
Here is a device ID. So. Now I'm on the PacMate. I'm going to hit home to go to the beginning. And I'm going to use a combination of the speech and the braille display. So let's do an insert.
Words. Both characters and words. None.
I'm going to just double-check the characters. Okay, so the letter in this device ID is lowercase. I suspect this is probably case-sensitive, so you're going to want to double-check that.
Select your device type. Combo box, laser, antenna.
And, okay, now we're going to select the device type. What does Freedom Scientific say?
Virtual alphanumeric key, 14. Reserve your PacMate from the computer session and follow. The prompts that enter the Destinator registration information, 15. Terminate the access connection.
It says nothing about the device type, so...
Combo box, laser, antenna, 1 to 41. LAN, if your device type is not listed, please enter it here. Edit. This page link left,
says if your device type is not listed, please enter it here. I'll say PacMate, or I'll even be more specific. I say Freedom Scientific PacMate. That's it. I won't specify a specific series. And I'm going to down arrow over here to go back to the virtual PC cursor mode and hit finish. And we're waiting for the website to come back with an activation code.
20%. 100%.
Okay, so now we've got the device ID.
Tab, license key edit. Tab, activation code edit. Shift tab, license key edit.
Okay, so now it's asking us to enter the license key.
Tab, activation code edit.
Activation code. And,
Tab, act tab, okay, but tab, can't tab.
Okay, so I guess we need both keys. And I press enter on the OK button. And okay, so apparently JAWS, or I should say Street Talk, helps you with the Destinator registration, which is kind of nice of it. Okay, so now back to the manual. We've entered the Destinator activation information now.
HTTP colon slash HTTP virtual key. The software generates a unique and displays it on your computer. Be sure to record this. Alphanumeric 14. Reserve your PacMate from the computer session and follow. The prompts that enter the Destinator registration information.
Okay, so we've done that. Step 14 is done.
Sync connection by disconnecting the USB. Cable and close the application on your computer.
And it says to terminate the active sync connection. Oh, I've disconnected the...
device disconnected.
USB cable from the PacMate. I'm going to plug it back into my card reader. And continue on with the manual.
16. Street Talk appears on the program submenu of the Pac-Mate. Start menu. 17. Proceed to install at least one destinator Mac left parent. See the following. Section. Installing Mac site parent. Without at least one installed Mac. Street Talk cannot start. 18. The first time you start Street Talk, a prompt asks you to enter your authorization code. Be careful to enter it exactly as your virtual PC cursor. Receive the same special attention to the user upper and lower case letters. Installing Mac.
The manual in Street Talk from Freedom Scientific is a bit confusing here. So right now I'm at a point, according to the steps in the manual, should I start Street Talk now and finish activation or not? It also says in the manual that in order for Street Talk to run, there must be at least one map. So I'm in a decision process here, and that's all fine and good. Should be empowered to make decisions, but this is a very complex installation process. So, you know, word to you guys over at Freedom Scientific, you may want to consider clarifying this particular area and making sure that, probably anyway, making sure that people do not start Street Talk yet and that they actually proceed to install a map. So right now I'm going to go through the steps to install a map.
Before install one or more maps, make certain that the Mac colon, star your destinator CDS, star an active SIM standard or best connection between your computer and Pac-Mate. Notes colon, you must have at least one map installed and available to Street Talk before starting the program. If no map can be loaded, by Street Talk, a prompt appears telling you to warm reset the Pac-Mate after ensuring that one or more maps are available left parent for. Example, on the compact flash card inserted into the Pac-Mate right parent. The use of combination storage and wireless cards is not recommended. One, on your computer, open destinator comp.
Okay, so we're going to remove the Street Talk CD for now. One thing is when you cut maps for inclusion in Destinator, it's important to realize a number of things. First, Freedom Scientific warns that these maps should not be stored on a combination storage and wireless compact flash card. So, for example, this should not be installed on the SanDisk Connect Plus 128 wireless card, such as that which I use from time to time. That's fine. You wouldn't want to do that anyway in most cases. While a regular storage card can be kept inside your Pac-Mate at all times, a wireless card really can't be. It protrudes out the back of the unit by a couple of inches, and I certainly would not want to risk the potential damage to the compact flash card slot if something were to happen. So I never leave that in. I only use that when I'm in a fixed location where there's a wireless hotspot, or when I'm at home and want to use my wireless network and I'm already sitting down somewhere. Second, these maps can be rather large, so although it could be certainly easier and interesting to have the entire United States map installed, I wouldn't recommend it. Even if you have a compact flash card that's big enough to fit everything, the Pac-Mate, as I understand the current scenario, will just crawl. Destinator or slash Street Talk will just crawl when such a large map is inserted. Even a regional map is sometimes problematic. So in this scenario right now, I'm just going to install the state of Arizona. You can install the smallest map you can cut in an accessible manner without sighted assistance is a state. So you can cut and use a state map. And that's what I'm going to do here.
We'll be bringing you the second part of this presentation next week here on ACB Radio's Main Menu. If you'd like to get a hold of us, then please do send an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. Again, this is your technology program. If you have any suggestions, corrections, or actually if you'd like to submit a review, then please do get a hold of us at that email address. Again, it's mainmenu@acbradio.org. We'll see all of you next week on the next edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu.